how do I put this in words? So this is a day of self-revelation. In other words, what is coming to us, what is being brought forth, what is being witnessed is our own inner guidance. They're saying at last, at last. So in other words, we're coming to hear our own higher proxy, our own higher relevance, and our own higher domain. So the idea is we're no longer going to slip and slide. We're going to be directed inward and onward into our own crevices of delight. So the energies that are gazing upon us, that are being offered, that are being promoted, are ones of excellence. In other words, it's like saluting our own higher awareness, our own higher guidance, and they're saying forevermore. That's like their latest phrase lately. Forevermore, meaning that we're being brought back to our own divinity, to our own semblance. And so this requires a little, it's like cleanup in terms of releasing and disregarding old pastimes, old influences. So this is almost like, oh gosh, the world says this is what you should be after, this is what you should want, this is what will make you happy, whether it's like a golden object on your hand or a person by your side or whatever it may be. And so what we're doing is we're diving deeper into our own holiness, into our own relevance. So they're showing me the Hermit card. So this is really about moving into our higher intelligence at last. So there's this like increase that's offered, almost like a signature scent. It's like a ding, and it shall be kind of thing. It happened twice now. This is the second time. I forget what the words they used last time, but it was like it's cast to be so. So in other words, at last is coming to our own. One moment, guys. Coming to our own due relevance, where we arrive at our own administration. Now, this is very, very essential because for so long we've been doctoring it up. In other words, not hearing our own self, not hearing our own highest accord, and sort of like just playing along. And so what I mean by that is I just literally see us where you kind of look over at your friend's page to see what they're doing and you just kind of follow because you don't know what else to do anyway. So this is where we've really been plagiarizing ourselves, where we've really been imposters to our own essence, to our own song sheet, to our own alliance, to our own persuasion. So this is what we're coming like full circle. So just imagine like you're on an amusement park ride or whatever, like one of those teacups or whatever. So you're starting on one side and then you're swinging it around. So you're on your return, excuse me. And the return is to self-mastery. Self-mastery is you are the master yourself. So you're not looking to the latest fad, you're not looking to the latest craze, you're not looking to what is turning your head, almost as if you're a marionette with like someone pulling on your strings where you don't have your own voice, you don't have your own say. So a lot of what we have been accustomed to is really a silenced life. And what they mean by that is we've silenced our alignment to our holy relevance, to our holy, what would be that word? It's like connection is the easiest way to say this. So as we will receive our inner harmonics, so our inner harmonics, it's like when I receive my chest area, like it's drawing upon itself. So the inner harmonics is our own soul relevance. when I said soul relevance, we all just turned into one big third eye. So again, we're seeing past disguise. We're seeing past performance. So all of us have attuned to, you want to call it the matrix or mass hysteria, whatever you want to call it, but it's like a false self, a false witness. So there's no judgment in that. In other words, we came here prepared. We came here, they're saying, to swing. What I mean by that, remember how we went all around the circle back to our due relevance. So that swing has that same kind of appeal, like forward and back, forward and back. So we were sort of one with the false identity. And so now we're swinging back to our nucleus, back to our own due relevance. So the activations that are occurring spontaneously are permitting us our own true glory. So our own true glory is really hearing our own self. And so they're just showing me sort of like we're being backed into a corner, and that's sort of how it feels these days, because it's just getting like more and more intense, and I'll just use the word intense. But the advantage of that, the advantage of that like intense polarity is it's awakening us. It's awakening us to our true station. So in essence, it's like the daily message. It's like giving us relevance. It's giving us leverage to help us meet. And when I say leverage, I just see like I can't like the man like being shot out of the cannon. So it's like that pulse where it's like, oh, what I was leaning on, what I was sitting on, what I was accustomed to, what I was counting on, no longer works, no longer operates, no longer is safe, no longer is relevant. So this is like our awakening, and I just see us like as if we're rubbing our eyes out of a deep sleep. This is awakening us to our true destiny. So when I said true destiny, I saw the top of a pyramid, like that apex, and the energy that just like shot through me, and it's kind of like a ding. So this is the third time in this transmission that we're being spoken to. And so when we're saying spoken to, it's our arrival. So what's being spoken to is not our lower self, is not our trans self, is not the I do this because this is what the social customs demand. It's to our quickened essence. In other words, who we truly are. Each of us are masters and with significant gifts, with significant appointment, with a significant establishment. And so I just see us like opening up our treasure chest, opening up our truest claim, because this is what this is why we're here in this lifetime. So if you've been wondering, like, what was this all about? What am I even doing? None of this makes sense. It's about to make a lot of sense. So allow yourself to receive your highest advantage. So your highest advantage is who you truly are. And it's beyond common association. So it may have absolutely nothing to do with what you've been up to now. It may not have anything to do with your job. May not have anything to do with what you've considered valid and relevant, because we're allowing ourselves, they're showing me the Queen of Wands. So this is it. This is like our homecoming, where we're opening up to our gifted presence with assurance. So the assurance is we've got the backing of spirit. We've got the backing of our higher self. And we have, they're saying, more masters than we can count or consider. So it's not like, oh, Joshua and Mary Magdalene came along. We've got like hundreds and hundreds of beings of light that are accompanying us and witnessing for us. So it's a little bit like someone spotting you. Will you pray for me? Will you hold the highest vision? So just imagine like 100 beings of close value, close relevance. In other words, know you on a soul level, understand your abilities, understand your range of motion. In other words, who you really are. And they're spotting you. They're guiding you, they're sponsoring you, they're promoting you. So what this does is it leaves us full rather than hungry. In other words, we're sealing our fate, we're sealing our energetic relevance by declaring victory early. Declaring victory early means before I see it in the physicality, I walk on faith. And I don't just walk on faith, I lean into that good knowing, that good realization. So you may feel like you're following light, you may feel like you're following energy, you may feel like you're following just this feeling, this relevance. But what we're doing is receiving and agreeing with our heavenly value. So we're agreeing to our sponsorship, we're agreeing to our light, we're agreeing to what's in our midst, we're agreeing to our truest persuasion. So allow that to take hold. And when I said allow that to take hold, I just saw like, oh gosh, like as if there was a string or a rope around my waist holding me secure. So when I say me, it's really the we. So we're all doing this as one. And so it's sort of like we're being held up. So we're being held up so that we can find our place of assurance. So what we're doing is, again, sealing our fate in claiming, declaring, aligning, posting, like a proclamation. So again, the more that we come into consensus, we're the ones that open up the gifts. We're the ones that open up the treasure box. We have to attest to it. We have to see it. We have to recognize it. So it just may be a feeling. It may be like, I had a feeling. I just knew there was more. Anything that you hold steady. So this is like the consistency, you know? So it's almost like, I think it's Abraham, like hold it for 18 seconds or whatever. So what we're doing is we're getting used to that good administration. We're aligning with love. We're aligning with ourselves. Let us receive. And when I say receive, they're saying like again and again and again. So the idea is going back no more, just traveling onward, just traveling forward, aligning with our good. Okie dokie.